The lockdown is scheduled to end on the 30th of this month, but the Minister of Health has warned of an extension if the situation does not improve. The lockdown hits informal traders and vendors the hardest in terms of daily sustenance. The government says they are not essential and therefore must stay at home to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Police confiscate their goods and arrest those violating the rules. Still, Connie Dube, a 40-year-old mother of five, feels she has no option but to take her chances because she is the family breadwinner. Each day she walks from Makokova, one of Zimbabwe's oldest townships, into the Bulawayo city center, carrying a bag full of wares, which these days of the coronavirus pandemic include ginger and an all-purpose Chinese ointment called Tsunami.
Most of us, we are vending. People are vending. We are risking our lives. We are being arrested by police, especially plain clothes. They don't want us to be crowded or to buy or sell due to this COVID-19 thing. Since we are vending, we are not allowed. But the situation in Zimbabwe can force you to do vending.
Unlike neighboring South Africa or Botswana, Zimbabwe's ailing economy is no safety net for people like Dube. So women like Dube elude police roadblocks intended to keep commuters out of the city center during the lockdown.
I'm afraid of the pandemic, but at home, our children want food put on the table. I can see the situation that COVID kills. I've got 4 girls, 1 boy. They are all at home.
Dube says she has been using a sick child's health card as an excuse to get through the roadblocks and get into town and make enough to feed her family. Another vendor, 25-year-old Nkosilati Moyo, says staying at home would mean starvation for his mother, grandmother and grandfather.
It's a big risk. So we always look aside and aside to look, and then we run away. And then after running away, we come back and we set again. But if we stay at home, we can't live without food. We don't have jobs, we don't have anything. But we got diplomas, we got everything in our pockets.
Michael Ndiweni of the Bulawayo Vendors and Informal Traders Association says vendors are in dire straits and is unhappy that the government has not provided any safety net for them. He says informal traders play a major role in the economy and should be allowed to trade while strictly adhering to the COVID-19 safety precautions.
We don't agree that traders are non-essential. You also know that this economy is anchored on the informal sector, and even IMF acknowledges that our GDP comes from informal sector, plays a critical role in running this economy. So you cannot then stand and say they're not essential when they're providing food, when they're actually the economy of the country. They must consider the livelihood of traders because most of them are suffering.
Ndiweni and others say the vendors claim they have to lie to and bribe police to continue trading. But even that is not a solution to staving off hunger and poverty. Reporting for VOA, this is Arigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.